This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Welcome to Masterpiece Theater, a special G-rated version. Before we get started, I want to tell you all about MoviePass. MoviePass is an awesome service where you can go to unlimited movies in theaters starting at just $30 per month. It's one low monthly fee. Join America's number one movie subscription service today. America's largest theater network, over 3,700 theaters and more than 33,000 screens. No blackout dates. See a new 2D movie every day. You can even go on opening night. The way it works, you get your card. You sign up today and you receive your card in 5 to 7 business days. Choose your movie. Browse theaters and showtimes on the MoviePass app. Enjoy the show. Use your MoviePass card to get your ticket at the box office or kiosk. And the best way to do that is to go to masterpiecetheater.blogspot.com, because there you are able to help us out, because that's our sponsor. Every page on Masterpiece Theater has the link. You can just click on it, and there you go. If you go right away, I think you get to try it out for a week for free. So, pretty awesome deal. I highly recommend it, and thank you to everybody at MoviePass that has allowed us to put your awesome service on. So what are we calling you?
I guess we are calling me Creepy Geek Gamer Lover.
Creepy Geek Gamer Lover? You got to put that microphone up closer to you.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Creepy Geek Gamer Lover. CGGL.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, this is the Mass Blogster with the Creepy Geek Gamer Lover, and we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff, and it's a little bit different because you usually hear a bunch of adults on the show, and that is not the case today. So let's talk about, you and I went to Phoenix Fan Fest recently.
Yes, we did.
What did you think of it?
I think it was pretty small, but it is my second one, so.
Yeah. Pretty good?
Yes.
Okay.
Got lots of ribbons.
Yes, you got lots of ribbons there. Not a lot of comic books there.
No.
Not a lot of comic, but which was what I liked about the first one. However, it was still a good time. It's smaller. It's not Phoenix Comic Con. It's not San Diego Comic Con. It's just a fun spot. You get to walk where the Cardinals play football and look at comic books and different crafts and see different artists. And it was a good time. I highly recommend it. They don't charge very much to get in, so you can go there and have a good time. Is there anything else that you like there other than buying hair ribbons?
I have. There was lots of characters.
Oh, there. Who was your favorite cosplay?
The cosplay was Steampunk Slenderman.
Steampunk Slenderman. Did you see? There was a good Five Nights at Freddy's. There's a couple of them, but I think there was one that you might have missed. I think you left before seeing this one. So who else did you like seeing?
I also saw some Five Nights at Freddy's characters, which was Mangle and Foxy, and I believe I saw a Bonnie.
Oh, I don't know all the characters' names, so I'm not too sure which ones I did see. But I'm going to pull up some. And anybody that is listening, you can go to masterpiecetheater.blogspot.com. And when you're done clicking on your movie pass, you can check out some of our cosplay pictures. We took a whole bunch of them there, just running around. And you know what? I think my favorite was the guy that was dressed up from as the guy from Up. Ed Asner's character from Up.
Oh, that's Foxy.
Foxy, and then Wolverine's behind her. We didn't mean to get Wolverine in there, but it's not a bad thing.
It's a good thing to have a little bit of Wolverine in there.
So what is your favorite comic book movie?
Comic book movie. Let's see. There's Supergirl, Flash,
those are TV
Arrow.
Shows, though, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, there's a good Raven.
Okay, well, we could talk about TV shows.
Okay.
What's your favorite one this year?
Out of those three, I think The Flash.
The Flash is still your favorite, huh?
Yes.
Not Supergirl?
No.
What makes The Flash better than Supergirl?
I think it makes it more better because there's more people, like, more drama and action, not like, oh, he took me, something like that.
Who took who?
So, that, what's his, Jimmy's boyfriend, girlfriend?
Oh. Jimmy's and, girlfriend?
Yeah, and Supergirl likes him. It's
you don't like
confusing.
All the lovey-dovey stuff?
Yes. I'm not a fan of love-dev stuff.
Okay. Well, that's okay. And then Arrow's pretty good, too. You like Arrow?
Yes.
Who's your favorite character on Arrow?
I think Black Canary is the good one.
Yeah, she's really gotten to be a better character. She started out, not so great, but I actually look forward to seeing her in action now. I kind of like the screaming thing she does.
Yes.
In this, it's a little bit different than in the comic books and in the cartoons, where that's just her power.
Yeah.
This one, Crisco had to make it for her.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you, what games do you play?
I play Minecraft, Sims 3, both on the Xbox 360, and I sometimes play Halo Reach. I believe that's the third one.
I don't know which number it is. There's so many Halos out there. It's the one we have. That's all I know. So, are there any movies you're looking forward to seeing?
I actually am. I'm actually really excited to see if I can watch Krampus.
Oh, yeah, Krampus. I think Handsome Jay did a review on that for Masterpiece Theater. He liked it. It's PG-13. You could probably see that one.
Yay!
Should be fun. Krampus, are you excited to see Star Wars at all?
Yes.
You used to like it when you were really little, but you probably don't remember too much of that. What about Star Wars are you excited about?
I'm excited to see. I have some friends that actually know some characters part of it. And my friend, she has a mom that likes BB-8.
Oh. The character everybody knows but doesn't know.
Yes.
We've never seen him do or her. We've never seen BB-8 do much, just a little bit on the commercials, and I was just surprised it was a real droid. I thought it was going to be just more computer-generated stuff, but I think that's what I like about this Star Wars movie. It's not all computer-generated.
Like the old ones?
Well, the old ones were not at all, but the newer ones that are still kind of old nowadays, it's all CGI and... Not a big fan of that. I am if it's done right, if you make a good movie out of it, but those episodes 1 through 3, I just don't think were good movies. So I didn't like them. As a kid, you didn't even, or, you know, a really little kid, you wouldn't even sit through them. You were looking for Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, and they weren't there, so I don't blame you. Those movies were horrible.
Yes.
What other movies do you like to watch? What kind of movies?
I like to watch genres called anime.
Oh, yeah? What are some of your favorite anime?
One of my favorites is Vampire Knight.
Oh. What's that about?
It's about a school called Cross Academy, which has a night class and day class. Day classes are for, like, normal people, and the night classes are for vampires.
Oh. So they're separate. Does the day class know that vampires exist?
No.
Oh, so it's a secret.
Mm-hmm. And the only people that know is the Headmaster, Cross, Yuki, and Zero.
Oh, okay. So is that a show or is that a movie?
It's a show.
Okay. And you're watching that on Netflix right now?
Yes.
Or you've seen them all on Netflix? Everything that's on Netflix, you've seen it?
Yes, I actually seen Vampire Knight twice.
Okay. Do you know if there's more episodes than that or is that the only thing that's out there?
There's lots more, but I just like to keep my minimal.
Oh, okay. I wonder if it's on that Crunchyroll site where it has all the different anime. I don't know if you know this, but we have that.
Ooh.
So, if you ever want to watch some, let me know. I'll have to preview it to let you know if you can watch it, because they have everything on that. So, I'm not sure what, but we'll have to look for. Which one is that? Vampire Knight?
Yes.
Okay. What other ones do you watch?
I'm starting to watch Black Butler.
Okay. What's Black Butler about?
Black Butler is about a kid, I believe it's Seal, and there's a butler named Sebastian that is a servant from the hell, I guess, and it made... that's all I can remember right now.
Okay, you just started watching it. It's okay. Yeah. So far, so good?
Yes.
Okay. So you watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. What kind of stuff is out there for people like me who don't watch anything but maybe movie trailers and people falling down?
I love those videos of people falling down. So there's, if you're like games, like roleplay, there's Minecraft roleplays by Sam Gladiator. Tortoise, and Gizzy Gaza. That's all I know for now.
Oh, okay.
And I believe Afmal, It's Funny, and Just Gold. Those are some of the Minecraft role players that I know and that I watch.
Okay. What about, who's the one guy that you like to watch? Mark Plyer? What does he do?
He does games. Is he
the one that yells all the time as he plays?
Yes.
Okay. What games does he play?
He's starting to play Franbo, and I don't believe he plays Undertale yet. He did a demo of Franbo when it was a demo, and he does Five Nights at Freddy's 1, 2, and 3. He did this new series called The Boogeyman I don't know much about.
Okay. I don't know much about them either. What are those? What kind of games are those? Are those on a game console, or are they on a phone? Or
they're on the phone, any electronics except consoles. So
I could get Franbo on my phone right now?
I don't believe... Franbo is a computer game.
Oh, okay. And what were the other ones you said?
Five Nights at Freddy's 1, 2, 3, and 4. I believe there's going to be a fifth one.
Well, sure. Why not? People are buying it up. What's the story on Five Nights at Freddy's? What is the game? Because I've watched people play it, and I don't get it.
You have to survive these five nights, but Scott Cawthon added two more nights for a little surprise. It's about these animatronic killers, I guess you can say, are trying to hurt you, or someone messed up. In Five Nights at Freddy's 2, there's more animatronics than Five Nights at Freddy's 1.
But where does it take place?
It takes place in a pizzeria, except three and four. Four takes in a child's room, and the third one takes place in a horror attraction center.
Thing. Oh, okay. So it's kind of like it's at a, what's the name of that, Chuck E. Cheese type place?
Yes.
Only they're all busted up and broken looking animatronics, and they come to life at night, and you got to hide from them?
Not really hide from them. You have to protect yourself. In Five Nights at Freddy's 2, you actually have a Freddy mask that distract the toy animatronics, and it doesn't really work on the old animatronics in the storage room that help for parts for the toy animatronics.
Sounds like if you like them, you have already played them. If you don't, depends on your age. I don't know. I think you got to be a bit younger to like these games.
I recommend the age to be like 11 or higher.
Okay, but not 39, because I don't think I'd like it.
If you like horror games, I guess.
I don't know. I guess I guess I want a little bit more action, but maybe I don't. Maybe I'll have to give it a try one of these days. So we talked about gaming. We talked about TV. We haven't gotten into some of the movies. We don't, because of course, you don't know what movies are coming out yet. We've just seen, we watched a couple trailers recently. We watched Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. And I seem to remember you liking that trailer.
Yes, it was very action-packed in the trailer, so I'm really hoping it's going to be more action-packed in the movie.
What was your favorite part of it?
I think when Wonder Woman comes.
And they both look at each other wondering where she came from?
Yes.
Okay. Did you like Lex Luthor being crazy?
Yes, I did. I actually like the crazy villains like Joker.
Okay. You're hoping he's kind of like the Joker and wild and wacky?
Yes.
Okay. And how about, did you watch the trailer for Captain America Civil War?
Oh, there's going to be a new Captain America. I never knew.
Oh, I guess you didn't watch that one.
No, not yet.
I must have watched that with the Beer Czar instead.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, that one looks way better. I think it's the movie I'm looking forward to the most this year, other than Deadpool. Those are the top two on my list so far this year. I don't know if there's anything that you're really looking forward to, or if you know what's coming out this year. The last of the Divergent movies is coming out.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like the third week of March?
Something like that. I think it's the third week. I might be wrong, though. Might be coming out closer to your birthday. I don't know.
Yay.
So I have not, don't know yet. We liked the first two movies.
Yes, we did.
So I'm sure it'll end pretty well. Looks like I anticipate lots of action. For those of you who have seen it, looks the city has been opened.
Yes.
I think that's what...
Beyond the Walls.
Yes. I don't remember what it is. Is the new one called Allegiant?
I believe so.
Something like that. I don't know. I just saw the poster the other day when we were out Christmas shopping. So is there anything you're looking forward to for Christmas?
Yes, I'm looking forward to get the game Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Oh, well, it'd be cool if you got it. Hope you asked somebody for it.
Many people I did.
Oh, okay. Have you ever played a Legend of Zelda game?
No, I actually seen some things. When I was back, when I used to like creepypastas, there was a creepypasta called Ben Drowned. And he was possessed. He drowned, of course. Possessed the game. So this one player, I believe, named Joseph, had this weird thing happening to his game. Instead of his saved file, it says, like, your turn, Ben's getting lonely. You met a terrible fate, haven't you? And you shouldn't have done that.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know a lot about the creepypasta stuff. I did see there was somebody dressed up like Link from The Legend of Zelda. I've seen the Slender Man people. Who else have I seen? Somebody named Masky?
Yes.
I think.
Is he wearing a black and white mask?
It was just kids dressed up at Phoenix Comic Con. I'm just trying to remember all their names.
Oh, are we talking about the Q&A?
I think so.
So I believe there was Slender Man, Masky, and Hoodie. Hoodie and Jeff weren't there. Homicidal Lou, to be more exact. Ben Drowned. And Tiki Toby.
Hmm. So what is creepypasta for those that are listening and have no idea what's going on with this podcast? Because it's nothing like anything we've ever done on this show.
Creepypastas are internet spooky scary stories. There is a site called creepypasta.com. There's lots of scary stories, like, I guess, scary internet stories instead of campfire stories.
Okay. Yeah, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, which kids stay away from Urban Dictionary. But I looked up what creepypasta was. It's what you said. It's creepy stories and whatnot. The reason why it came up with that name was, I think there's some sort of nerd internet jargon where they, when you copy and paste stuff from one website to another and to another and to another, they call it copy pasta. So that's what came up about with these urban legends that made it onto the internet. They call it creepy pasta to sound like copy pasta. So that's don't know if that's true. That might be just more copy pasta on my part. I don't know, but that's what I that's the way I understand it. That's the way they came up with the term creepy pasta. But it's urban legends. It's a new take on urban legends. It's
spooky stories as well.
Yeah, and that's what you see a lot of. There's some I've seen some other stuff that's been listed as creepypasta, and it's a lot of radio shows from the 1930s that they play, and it's supposed to be the scariest things ever. But there's a lot of hoaxes out there that just make it sound like it's from the 1930s and 40s. So, sorry, kids, you can't believe everything on the internet.
Sorry. It's the cold, hard truth.
Anyway, so what else are we going to chat about? We usually have about four or five people here, and you're awful quiet. Yes. I don't know why you're being so shy. You talk to yourself all day long.
It's true. I'm lonely.
I should walk out of the room and just let you talk on the microphone by yourself.
I don't know about that.
Because I'm not hearing anything out of you.
I ran out of ideas.
Maybe Mrs. Blackster should join us for a little bit.
Would you like to join?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Sounds like it's working.
It sounds like it. I make no promises.
Yeah. So we've talked about a bunch of things, and we've already gone through 20 minutes, and just not a whole lot to talk about, apparently.
No. Really, for a kid who talks all night long, gets yelled at multiple times to shut up so I can sleep. I'm finding this very hard to believe.
It's true.
So we talked a little bit about FanFest, so maybe we'll get Mrs. Blackster's thoughts on FanFest and what you, how it compared to the previous year and...
I think last year's was a little bit better. It seemed to be a little bit bigger. It's like people didn't want to come out for FanFest this year.
Yeah.
It took us maybe 20 minutes to walk around the entire floor. And within an hour, I was ready to go home.
A lot of people were. I mean, especially if you're not there to dig through the crate. And there just wasn't a lot of comic books to dig through.
No, and so, there was, I
so
mean,
when the Handsome Jay's going, it's like, well, there's not a lot for you to look through, so it won't take you too long.
And, you know, the fact that they didn't have very many people there, artist-wise.
Yeah, not a lot of, it seemed like they went more celebrity. Like, they brought in some names that are well-known throughout the comic nerd industry. Well, just the sci-fi.
I would agree with that. And then, like, all of their exhibitors just tended to be people selling little trinkety stuff, you know, hair ties, stockings, purses,
jewelry.
Small jewelry. When it's said about jewelry, it's stuff that's very small and not much to it.
Well, yeah, all simple stuff that is easy to buy and to make. And the fact that everything worth buying is so grossly overpriced.
Yeah. And I know a lot of it's negotiable, but really, I mean, I don't know. It didn't have the same feel. And I enjoyed it. It was good. They did do a good job for what it was, but there was just a little something missing this year.
I also felt like last year was a little bit more geared toward children.
Yeah.
Whereas this year didn't seem that way.
No, the aisles were, they didn't seem as wide as last year. I don't know. Maybe I'm incorrect on that. Maybe it was just because later in the day it did get to be a bit more full, but it still wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't what it was. There was something missing.
I don't know if I'd really, if I didn't have free passes to go, I wouldn't have gone. And I wouldn't be going back next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping that they're able to pull a little bit more from the feedback they're getting. And I'm sure they are getting feedback. So, I mean, the only really happy people I felt like I saw were the people who were standing in line to get autographs and to get pictures with the celebrities.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess that's just the way of this type of thing anymore. Like, I don't get that excited over that kind of thing. And maybe that's where I'm the weird one. But I don't want to pay $50 to, or I don't even know if it was even that low to get a picture with Amy Pond.
Yeah, no, I have no idea what the pictures and autographs went for, because that's not really what I want to spend my money on. If I want to spend my money, I want to spend it on something that I can come home and read or wear or...
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems odd. I don't know. But for those of you that like it, I'm not knocking it. I mean, obviously, there's a reason for it. We didn't attend any panels either. They seemed to be at times that just didn't work for us.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think you need to spend the entire weekend out there. I think the couple hours that we were there was adequate. I will say the nicest thing about it was the ride home with two quiet kids.
Yeah. Pretty tired, huh?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I mean, we got up early. We did everything. I think we took more time to get prepared and to get out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's in frickin' Glendale. Ugh.
I will say that the really nice thing is that they allow you to bring your food and drinks in. So you don't have to buy overly priced cookies and bottles of water.
Yeah, and you know, I will say this. They at least had food this year inside.
That's true.
Because last year, they did not have any food. And there was, I think, the almond place.
There was like a minimal area there. Yeah. Last year, there's more places to eat now this year.
Yeah. An actual food. Real food, like hot dog on a stick.
Well, yeah.
So that's a saying that we have adopted in this household, where we tell people, I'm hungry, but you need, that's fine, but you need to eat real food, like hot dog on a stick. And that came about because I believe we were Christmas shopping years ago, and we were inside of, I think it was Yankee Candle, because people like candles for some reason. That's another thing I don't get, and I'll save that for another time, maybe in the next few minutes. But we're in there, and there was a lady, very well-kept woman, looked nice and everything, and her nice daughter, and daughter's ready to eat, and she's wanting candy, and she's, kid's bored. She's in Yankee Candle. Probably needed some food. Probably been out Christmas shopping all day, and the mom's like, no, you can't have candy. You have to have real food, like hot dog on a stick. Maybe it's not as funny as it is to, I think it's hilarious, but it's real food.
To me, I don't think hot dog's on a stick. It's more like a corn dog. If you add bread on it, that's something real.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, not really real food. It's processed meat with deep fried dough. So,
pretty much.
Anyway. So I think we're going to do a short episode this week and let everybody get back to Christmas shopping. Go watch The Force Awakens. Go use your movie pass. Remember, go to our website, masterpiecetheater.blogspot.com, and you can sign up for movie pass and go see Star Wars. It's a great idea. Got anything else?
We should do impressions.
You want to do impressions?
Yes.
Go do an impression.
Okay, I will try to do Darth Vader.
Okay.
I guess.
Let's hear.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, you should say that in front of a fan. Works better.
No.
What else have you got?
I really don't know. Ooh,
let's hear your Batman.
I'm Batman.
Bat Dad. That's another one of our favorite videos,
yes.
Right?
He's a really good viner.
Hey, Batman. Lucha Batman.
What else have you got? You want to do more impressions?
Yes.
Okay, let's
hear them. I want to hear your chewing.
I can't do a Chewbacca.
Greatest Chewie ever.
I think he's passing a stone with that one. Well, what else have you got?
I don't know anymore.
You know more impressions?
Maybe.
Let's hear them.
Let's see if I can, I don't
know. How about Billy the Exterminator's mom? Anybody out there watch Billy the Exterminator?
I was young back then.
Billy the Exterminator and his mom that would, she's the dispatcher.
Yes.
Can you remember how to do it?
I believe so.
Probably haven't done this in 5 or 6 years.
I don't know if I can anymore.
Try it.
Hey, Billy, we got an exterminator. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, you don't do it as well as you used to.
No.
Hey, Billy.
Oh, I had that high pitch voice. Lovely.
Yep. What else? Any other impressions?
I don't know. Maybe I can, like, there is some characters that are from Disney XD, Cartoon Network, I know, but I don't know how to do the voice.
Well, that's what an impression is.
True.
You have to be able to do the voice. That's the impression. You can just say things that people say, but that's not an impression.
No, that's just like a quote. Let's see if I can do Dick Doct, Mr. Cold.
Mr. Cold.
I mean, Doctor. I don't know anymore.
Okay. I don't know why you're so nervous.
I don't know either.
You've been nervous this whole time, silly.
Oh, I have?
Yep.
Oh.
So. Okay. Well, we'll try to think of some impressions. Maybe we'll do some more later. Until then, bye.
Sparrows. There was a man with a gun in his hand as smoke just filled his nose. Wearing a smile from the death of a child while blood splattered his clothes. One single tear from the man standing near is just what had to be done. Not just a game, but escape from the pain. He killed his only son. Just do it now, take care of me. I'm all you have, now set me free. Now, mommy dear, set down your drink, and don't you lay your hands on me. You've never been that good to me. Thank God I had my daddy. To be, but by the age of his early teens, one small lump altered everything. What was this about master plans? As he lay his head onto his hands, it was said, what's done is done. Shattered family with 3 minus 1.
subscribe and download back episodes of Masterpiece Theater at abnormalentertainment.com/masterpiecetheater. Search Masterpiece Theater on Facebook. Email MaskBlogster at maskblogster@gmail.com. And don't forget to hashtag tweet your tits at MaskedBlogster. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.